Zero today.
Orange County Fire Rescue.
6600 Sea Harbor Drive.
Okay.
SeaWorld, my fortune.
Okay, and where's the patient located inside?
They are at Shamu Stadium. We actually have a trainer in the water with one of our whales, the whale that they're not supposed to be in the water with.
Okay.
So we don't know what's going on. We were just told to call and have people here on standby when they get the person out.
Okay, and do you know if, so you don't know if the person was injured or if they're having a medical problem?
No idea.
Okay, very well.
I don't even think they're out of the water yet. They're still in there with the whale, so...
Okay, but someone is on scene and they are getting them out of the water now.
There are people working on it, yes. There's
okay.
About 2-3 dozen people over there right now.
All right. We'll get somebody in route.
Okay,
and
come through gate number 3 to Shamu Stadium.
Gate 3.
Gate 3.
911 call.
All right, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Calls like that one where you could hear clearly the upset. You can clearly hear that people are upset and they're talking about what happened. What was it, just a week ago to the trainer, week and a half ago, the trainer that was pulled under the water by a killer whale. Calls like that one you might not hear in the near future in certain states, as there's a debate raging over whether or not they should be released and released to the media. Now, there's a good reason I think they should be released, because you can hear the response of the operator. There have been problems with some of the operators who have fallen asleep, who have blown off some of the people who've called, and later it's led to the death of whoever might be on the other end. I think it's a good way to keep them on their toes, and it's sad, some of them, when you hear them, you can hear the fear in the person's voice or whatever, and perhaps that's also a warning to some, and then to show the importance of 911. So my vote is I think they should be made available, but used judiciously. If it's outrageous and ridiculous and for some reason doesn't do anyone any good anywhere across the board, then maybe it's a journalistic decision once you have that 911 call. Wow, and here's where we start on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you at the helm, coast to coast, and all those spots in between, like I like to say, all the nooks and crannies. Water cooler buzz at its best. We got a lot to pop to here. That's just one of the many things. What do you think, fair or foul, the 911 calls? Big, gigantic story from earlier this evening. It's got to make the president a little bit uncomfortable, and certainly the Secret Service, the FBI, and more importantly, the people who work at the Pentagon. Breaking news. You had a shooter who stepped up and decided to pull the trigger. Yeah, he was described as cool, calm, collected, emotionless. Just came up, drew a weapon from his pocket, opened fire at a security checkpoint into the Pentagon on Thursday just before 7 o'clock in the evening. Point blank, it was an attack that wounded 2 police officers. He was nailed almost immediately. He was critically shot. He just died about an hour and a half ago. The 2 officers, luckily were just grazed. That's the kind of wounds they had, and they were treated. But what's the deal with the suspect? The suspect is John Patrick Bedell. That's his name. And so right now what's happening is everybody is scurrying to find anything out that they can about him. Supposedly a U.S. citizen. What he did is, as I said, he walked up to the checkpoint at the Pentagon's subway entrance. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about, but just trust me, there's a subway. It takes you right up to the entrance pretty much as you go up steps, etc. And in an attempt to get inside the headquarters, he just went for the gun and started shooting. He's about 5 feet away or so. And here we go. You know, the officers there have semi-automatic weapons, so you pretty much knew they were going to get him, but they were quick on the trigger, which was great. So what's the deal on this 36-year-old man who was killed as he tried to kill people around him getting into the Pentagon? Here's the part that I think we can confirm. With some of the rumors that I heard from a little bit earlier in the evening and now what's starting to come out, there might have been this second man who was with Bedell, and they're running this guy's name through all these databases and trying to keep that close to the ground and not release very much about it. So when you've got, because of what happened with the terrorist attack on the Pentagon, it used to be a little bit different when you came through with that on that subway stop. If you're a rider, you can't just directly get into the building. You've got that escalator, as I was saying, steps an escalator to the surface from that underground station. Then you go through a checkpoint outside the doors of the building where there's more security, and the entrances were definitely tightened up. Once this happened, everything was shut down, too, by the way. So, and they're closed at least overnight. What set him off? What he was doing? What he was trying to do? There wasn't any distress, as now everybody had who had been around there at the time saw. There was nothing, just no look on his face. He just all of a sudden reached into his pocket, and I think, can you imagine the danger of this? They assumed that he was getting a pass. And he came out with a gun, and he just had the coat on, had the gun, and he just started shooting, And so the place was in lockdown. They put out an announcement on the PA that there was a corridor in the building that people who were leaving could leave through. But what is the deal with John Patrick Bedell and his motivation? Was he just a lunatic with a gun, or was he somebody with some kind of a cause, or was he linked to a terrorist, or is there something more to this? Okay, we have some of the audio that's just been released about what the police do know in the case of this 36-year-old, and of course now, subsequently, he has died. So listen to this.
About 6:40 tonight, a person came toward the Pentagon pre-screen area. Appeared to be pretty calm. As the officers started to ask him for his pass to get into the Pentagon, he drew a weapon from his pocket and started shooting immediately also. He didn't say anything. He just engaged the officers. Both officers were hit. The injuries were not life-threatening. They returned fire. The suspect was also hit. His injury is pretty critical. He was transported to a local hospital. We are not going to release the name or names of the officers and the suspect at this time. Things are still very preliminary. I won't get into the detail of where they were shot, but both injuries were grazing injuries. The officers were able to return fire. And as I said, the injury to the suspect is a lot more severe. I shouldn't approach. That's not an appropriate question. I'm sorry.
Do you know where the suspect is from? Do you have any ID on him saying where he was from?
We have ID, but it's not appropriate to discuss that right now because we're still running down leads. We have multiple addresses. He did not say a word. He was, according to the officers, and I've interviewed two or three of them now, that said he walked up very cool, like there was no distress. He had no real emotion in his face. It's very typical for someone to reach for the pass to show it. When he reached in his pocket, they assumed he was going to get a pass, and he came out with a gun.
All right, that was Pentagon Protection Force Chief Richard Keevil. We'll talk more about this during America Tonight, obviously, throughout this show. Stay with us, everyone.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about
information that I just got about the police looking for that second man that we mentioned, but they don't really know whether he's involved in any way in that shooting at the Pentagon. We're talking about, you know, if this John Patrick Bedell was making comment to him or whether or not he was knee deep into this. And frantically, that's what the FBI is trying to knock down and others in D.C. There is no explanation at this point for the attack at the Pentagon, and especially the way that building is guarded. What we do know is this 36-year-old is a California guy, apparently went to San Jose State. He was living in the Washington area, was up in the Washington area, but the reasons why and any of that, at this point, it's all pretty vague. And as I mentioned, what I just personally received from somebody is that they definitely are still not ruling out that necessarily that second person, but don't know if in fact they're involved. It's too soon to determine that, and also too soon to determine whether it was some kind of a connection to terrorism or not. He's definitely an American citizen. As I said, he went to San Jose State and is from the Hollister area in California. Here we go again. Wow. 800-259-5791. It was one of those things. You heard the piece of tape there where it looked like he was reaching for a pass, but no, he was reaching for a gun. Instead, that's pretty darn close, though, especially it's pretty brazen knowing how heavily secured the Pentagon is. Maybe he thought he was going to be able to pop off a couple of shots, get by some people, just make a statement. Was it a suicide deal? I mean, who knows at this point? Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow, crazy. The Pentagon is, I mean, could it be a more protected building at this point, especially after 9/11?
Oh, yeah. It didn't mention whether it belonged to any, like, subversive organizations or anything?
No, and I've got somebody trying to run a bunch of tracks on him, and I haven't found anything. What I just told you is what I know, is that he went to San Jose State, that he, you know, he's 36, that it's definitely can be verified that he's from California, he's an American citizen, and that's it. Crazy.
Wow.
I mean, there's got to be some, hopefully they find out what the motivation is. I mean, is he just a lunatic, depressed, nutty about the government? I don't know.
It takes all kinds to make this world go around.
Yeah, no kidding. Luckily, here's the good news. The good news is, unlike, remember the Holocaust Museum nut that went in and killed a guard who was a father, this guy grazed the officers and they're okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, today was Joni Frechette's mother's funeral.
I heard that, yeah, sad.
Yeah, but what she did, and, you know, this showed, I mean, this showed, you know, the, if you want to call it the highlights on the local news. And, I mean, she was wearing sunglasses, so I guess her eyes were probably, you know, bloodshot from all the crying. But she took her bronze medal and put it on her mother's coffin. And she said because she did it for her mother, and her mother was her biggest critic and her biggest fan at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she asked, and now she's going to get, believe it or not, Joni Frechette's also going to get ready for the Worlds. So I don't know.
After getting that bronze medal, absolutely, she should keep going. And she's in her 20s, so
she's 24.
Yeah, she still has plenty of skate left in her.
Oh yeah, you know, and I remember, and her father, I guess right now her father's probably saying, okay, she's buried, now I can mourn, because they showed on the TV he looked pretty strong, but obviously now that everything's over with, he can, like, you know, and everybody from the town where she's from, a town that's southeast of Montreal called Birchville. Seemed to be the whole town, and then some was out there, out of respect to the families, out of respect to the family, television cameras were not allowed inside the church, which I thought, you know, that was very nice.
Yeah.
And we also had Budget Day here in Canada today.
What's that day like?
Nervous. Okay, first of all, there are no raises for members of parliament. No raises for ministers, no pay raises for government bureaucrats. So that's good. No new taxes.
No new taxes is good.
Oh, yeah, but then, of course, the opposition parties are saying, what about jobs?
Yeah, and what did they say about the jobs?
That I didn't hear much. In fact, to save money, you know about our famous loonie and our famous toonie?
Yeah.
The dollar coin and the $2 coin.
Sure.
They're switching their companies because they want to get a cheaper metal, and it'll save them $15 million over, like, I don't know how many years. So who knows? I mean, I don't know whether the opposition parties will vote against the budget or not. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Has the president been notified? Okay, just to get back to what happened at the Pentagon, has the president been notified?
Of course, immediately he would be notified. And the statement that the White House would release is he's getting updates from the FBI to know what's happening and to be on top of what possibly went down.
Okay, now, since I don't know, you know, who's responsible for federal buildings in Washington, is that under D.C. Metro? Is that under?
Well, it's the Defense Department. So, yeah, well, they've got their own, like the gentleman who spoke, like I said, they've got their own security,
right.
But if need be, DC Metro could step in, but it's a military installation and they have their own security, and
right.
That place is sealed up like a drum, but people go approach, they have to show they have to show their passes. They don't get in, but,
right.
You know, it just goes to show you he got all the way up to the security checkpoint
okay.
with a gun.
Okay.
Which yeah, I can, no. which can happen. That could happen in any federal building now that I, or hey. At least a lot of them now that I think of it. Because they've got, they have, you know, they have security,
right.
and they have the metal detectors, but like if you walk in off of the street or up yeah. from the subway,
right.
you could get that close.
Oh, brother.
I know. What are you supposed to do though? I mean, what are you going to do? Have people transported in there, dropped in? A lot of people work at the Pentagon. That's tough. They move it back.
Get a whole bunch of hockey players who know how to use their fists and beat the crap out of them.
I mean, it's terrible. Like I said, the best deal in this whole nutty thing
yeah.
is that the cops weren't killed. They weren't mortally yeah. wounded. They were just flesh wounds.
Right. And I guess that means the visits from the president and all that.
Oh.
Now, let's talk about something a little on a humorous side. How many emails did you get saying kudos for you for singing O Canada?
I got a bunch of them, yes. I got probably about 6 or 7.
Okay, probably more than I did.
But, no, but people were saying, people called in and said bravo to you for singing it. So, no, I mean, people were pretty generous about that whole thing.
Right, and the funny part was, two nights later, Buffalo was playing Pittsburgh, and the goaltender for the U.S. team who plays for Buffalo, Miller, I think his name is, he got a bigger
standing. Ryan Miller.
Yeah, he got a bigger standing ovation, and the game was in Pittsburgh. He got a bigger standing ovation than Sid Crosby did.
I know. Well, because this is the United States of America, and
yeah.
so he was in an American hockey rink. And,
right, and you know, and you heard about Sid Crosby's missing hockey equipment from that gold medal game.
Say that again?
Okay, so the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto.
Oh, the puck.
No, not the puck. They're missing one of his gloves. And one of his and the stick he used to score the winning goal.
So he gave them up and they lost them.
Yeah, no.
He didn't give them up.
No, someone must have
stole them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh no. Or as a certain person used to say on an old TV show, Full House, how rude.
Yeah, how brutal. Good luck trying to sell that because everybody knows it's stolen merchandise. That happens sometimes with baseball players in the States when. They
yeah.
have a historic no-hitter or something else that they've done in the Cooperstown once, whatever it is, the ball, the bats, something from that game. Occasionally, sadly, somebody steals the item. I didn't know that. Thanks, Sam. Hang with us coming up next, the 9/11 trials.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dead after opening fire at a checkpoint at the Pentagon and grazing two officers. What we know about John Patrick, what did I say his name was? John Patrick, I'm so, I wanted to leave my mind. John Patrick, what is his last name? Oh, I just got a Twitter from somebody about this, and we're going back and forth on actually what happened at the Pentagon, and I was focused on the officers and that second man. I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, he was a grad student from San Jose, and he was in Washington in the area, and you know what? Any ties to terrorist organizations from what I've been able to find out from a buddy who's working the story for me is no, they can't say anything at this point. There was might have been the second guy, but apparently they don't know if there really is a second person involved or not. So what was the motivation behind John Patrick Bedell's action? No, we don't have any kind of a motive yet at this point, only that the guy was kind of, according to some people who knew him, sort of slipping away, sort of falling out. And he was a grad student, like I said, at San Jose State University. So just before 7 o'clock, he's on the subway. He's there. He gets to the checkpoint, goes inside his coat, pulls out a gun and hits the two officers who immediately turn around, return the fire, and he died just a short time ago, I guess about 2 hours ago, actually. And the Pentagon was locked down for a while. Of course, overnight, it's not a problem. And there's just these questions, just the insanity of it at all. As he calmly, coolly, collected, pulls out a gun and starts shooting at point-blank range. And, of course, the Pentagon officers return fire immediately with semi-automatic weapons. And, you know, who's going to win that one? But the good news, like I said before, is that the two officers were just grazed. So we have that, and we were also talking, I was mentioning that I was going to bring up the fact that, of course, the White House is now apparently actually leaning toward those military trials for the 9/11 suspects after putting everybody through massive agita in and around the city of New York. Ooh, Attorney General Eric Holder, we're going to show everybody, we're going to shake our fists at those terrorists, and we're going to try them a stone's throw away from the World Trade Centers. Oh, wait a second. How much is it going to cost? Well, we don't have that kind of money. So the recommendation is to choose a military trial for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four of the alleged associates in this case. And, hey, the president can do what he wants. He may not take that recommendation. He apparently has not made up his mind yet at this point. Once again, let's waste time, let's deal with this, and then let's reverse policy because we realize, ooh, it's maybe just not such a good idea to do it. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. And, oh, yeah, there's that tug of war over health care. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You know, there's a it doesn't surprise me that happened today. There seems to be a lot of insanity going on in Washington right now.
There is a lot of insanity all the way around, whether it's politics or people losing their mind or whatever. Yeah.
Gay marriage. No, I'm just kidding. Kate, you know, here's the biggest insane part I heard about today, and I kind of heard about it before, but I would need to get to the Oscars, of course. But evidently, the 10 Democrats that the president is trying to turn so that they can do this ramrod, you know, thing with passing the health care bill, their biggest obstacle is the fact that inside of this Senate bill that they want to pass, that they need the Congress, you know, the reps to pass on, is a clause that will permit abortions, government-funded abortions. And not specifically the government, but, you know, the people that can't afford health insurance and get assistance from the government mm-hmm. will be able to choose from health plans that do provide abortions. So basically, your and my taxpayer money is being used to kill babies.
Yeah, supposedly, supposedly because they're not getting the numbers they need in the House, I thought that they were going to specifically have language to eliminate that. They haven't determined that yet.
Yeah, well, at the present state and form, that's what's in there. That there's actually congressmen
right.
in America that
right.
would sit there and tell you and I, a taxpayer, that might
we have to pay for it,
or
yeah.
might not agree for somebody mm-hmm. having an abortion, that mm-hmm. we have to pay for that. And there has got to be something constitutionally wrong with that, Kate. I mean, I know the Supreme Court has said that it's not murder and that a woman can do whatever she wants with her body, et cetera, you know, kill the fetus or whether you want to call it a baby, a fetus, whatever, you know. But to sit there and tell people that religious convictions are
yeah.
totally against this, there's
yeah.
got to be something wrong with that. And I know they're trying to work it around. Maybe even get this. You heard about the bribe done with the slime ball liberal that we have from Utah? Jim Matheson,
mm-hmm,
the one,
mm-hmm.
one Democratic, you know, thinks of Salt Lake City, the
mm-hmm.
one Democratic representative we have, the president nominated his brother to be on a bench court.
I know.
You know, and then he's acting all here like, oh, I'm ethical and all that. He got all mad at the radio station here because they brought it up and asked the question. Well, gee, this is kind of funny, the timing, don't you think, considering they want your vote, you know? And, well, I'm giving my vote to him, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, right, you know.
Exactly.
But I don't know, Kate. I'm infuriated by it. Every time I, you know, it's
well,
just,
no, I agree with you, and you made a good point. You're absolutely right. It's whether somebody, the right to choose or whatever, throw all that out, but somebody certainly with the religious conviction of this is wrong and this is whatever, why should your taxpayer money fund that? You're absolutely right.
So, I guess Oscars are on Sunday. You're going to watch some of it if you can?
I'm going to watch the whole thing so we know what we can talk about. You've got Best Picture. You have 10. You've talked about this, how crazy it is with 10 pictures. Avatar and The Blind Side and District 9 and Education, The Hurt Locker. I'll tell you what, we can go down the top five of them. I say the Hurt Locker gets Best Picture. What do you think?
I'm actually, I watched it again, Kate, just because the first time I told you I saw it, I thought, well, maybe I missed something, and I was too tired when I watched it the first time, and so I rented it again, and I'm watching it, and I really didn't get much the second time either, although, it really does do a good service to, to the guys that are over there and showing some of the, like you were saying, showing some of the stuff that they're going through that we have no clue about over here in the United States. The stress and walking down streets, wondering if there's snipers pointing at you, et cetera. And of course, there's so much weird stuff going on with that movie right now.
I know, the suing
of the producers was trying to bribe the voters, and then, one of the, and I guess there's a Marine gunnery sergeant
that's
suing the producers, Avatar was great with the special effects. It's brought a new genre to the, I think you're probably going to see more 3D big time movies that are 3D and, animated and I've always loved James Cameron's work. I don't care for his politics, but he's got my favorite movie of all time, for crying out loud. So I gotta like him, right?
Right.
So it seems like too big of a marquee film, if you know what I mean. Just big blockbuster.
I think. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings won, and it was a big blockbuster, and so did Titanic, but, Hurt Locker might get it, but the thing is, Kate, and they said the reason why they went to this 10 film thing is because they wanted people to go, when they run them second time around, because they got nominated for Oscars, people to go watch them, and it didn't do anything box office wise for those films, yet the box office still had a banner year, broke the records again. So, I hope to go back to five. It's just driving me crazy, this 10 film thing. Because then you're trying to find all of them and figure out which one's going to win, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, I love Inglourious Basterds, but, I don't think it's the best film, I mean, it's just so many of them out there that are just really all just kind of mediocre, and the two that do stand out, I guess, are Avatar and Hurt Locker, and we'll see which one wins. I mean, it could be a complete surprise, and it might be an education, with that many movies, it's just, I liked it when it was five. I was that much better picking. But as for acting, the only one that I'm going to guarantee, I'm pretty sure, is Christoph Waltz for supporting actor. The rest of them, I love Jeff Bridges. From Starman on, and The Big Lebowski. He's had so many great movies, but I can't. Kate, there's this thing in me that just turns me inside out when I hear country music. It's just
You're not a country music fan, so you just can't. Did you go see it?
No, I haven't seen this movie, and I won't watch it. The whole film, my backbone's just going to be turning inside out. My sister and her one of her husbands at the time took me to see Randy Travis when he came to Ogden, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, they're just standing there bouncing around, flipping their fingers, just having a good time, and I'm like, in slow motion going, okay, I'm trying to get the beat. The beat's not there. Come on, I can't get it,
I know.
Nothing against it, but you've got the team that's great. It's America. You like what you want, Most of those country rednecks would like my funky music,
That's okay. That's what we say, to each his own. So we'll talk about the Oscars after the fact. Thanks, Don. This is no movie. Boy, the Pentagon, what a nightmare. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Much since I jumped on the air, the shooting at the Pentagon and the 36-year-old and his father was a short time ago on a radio station in California saying he was very concerned about his son, that mentally he felt like he was starting to slip, and he was a graduate student at San Jose and was in Washington, D.C. You know all the details that I've been talking about, what happened at that checkpoint, and whether or not there's more involved to this or not. At this point, there's still some heavy investigating happening. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, on a couple of topics. About the shooting, I was thinking it might have been a suicide by a cop. But you said there might have been someone else that was involved with this shooting?
Yeah, somebody I know. I have a pretty good source at the Pentagon. He was hearing rumors that there was a second guy, and then they're confirming now, finally, that there was somebody he was talking to. So they were frantically trying to find out, was there somebody with him, or was this just some guy that was in line near him, and they haven't been able to resolve that at this point.
So we don't know if there's a
second
person.
We don't know, yeah. We don't know.
That person could have chickened out. That could have, even though this is going to sound off the wall, but just bear with me. It's talk radio, right? You talk about the guy being estranged or flipping, and one of my topics was, well, did he convert to Islam? Because I'm not saying it's Islamic terrorism, but if it is, you'll wait another 6 months like a Fort Hood or the Taliban at the Georgia Recruiting Center, because they just won't want to admit to it. I just thrown that out, just hash it out, because when it comes out next week, if we can finally get any, or next month, any definitive stuff. But, you know, mind control, Could that have been his handler telling him to do this? I mean, this anything's possible.
Sure.
You know, especially if there's a second person involved. Remember, there was a black fellow in St. Louis that got pissed off at the city council. He killed four people.
Yes.
Guy at Las Vegas, they just walked right up to the, that was recently in Las Vegas. He was angry at the Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And he fired on the guards out there. So like, Sam said in Canada, Don said, a whole bunch of nut jobs running around. And I'll just have to wait. Let's wait for Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center to come out and say, oh, it was a Tea Party member or someone from the militia. And if that comes out, then I'm going to say this is a staged event just to get the people, riled up about as far as, what's going on, anti-government forces. I bring all of that out because you will find out what it really was, and the conspiracies will fly. And then the most illogical one may be the most precise one. And that's, I was just thinking about all of that because I didn't see it. I only saw it in my local news. I haven't seen anything else. And really quick, you mentioned something. You just said something at the end when you were talking, a totally different subject, but you said it, and it was funny the way you said it. When he's now Eric Holder to turn the whole back on the trials in New York,
mm-hmm.
And you said Obama, quote, Obama can do whatever he wants, end quote. That's the problem, Kate. He thinks he can as the president,
I know.
He really can't. He has a, whether it's this the supermajority or the 51, not the supermajority, the majority of the reconciliation, or having the EPA. Jackson telling us carbon dioxide is a pollutant, and we're going to, even if all the global warming stuff is not true, they're going to just run these things with EPA, let them, the bureaucrats regulate it and cap and trade. It's just, he can't do it, but it's a beginning, and I know that people have said this before, it's the beginning of a dictatorship. It's really frightening. And just one last subject, one of these the 10 Democrats, I just happened to hear this on Savage tonight, if you'll forgive me. He offered a judgeship to a brother of one of these Democrats that,
yes.
I mean, what else do you need to see, America? I mean,
yeah.
Where's your hope and change? I mean, Bush was no bargain, but this, you give me so much time.
He's ineffective. Look, I'll just say it. To me, the biggest thing is I love that you just said hope and change. I don't care which way somebody voted. I don't care how they label themselves. How can you not think that this, so far it's been nothing but an ineffective guy, an ineffective administration?
Right. The meter, like an electrical meter, runs from doesn't know what he's doing to he's told what to do or he's just being just inept enough to say, look, people, this is what I want, because he has the support of a certain majority of a minority population, and they know that. That's their ace in the hole.
Yeah.
It's just, whether it's that or the banks, and, I mean, there's so many topics we could talk about. I just read something in the National Review about the amount of mortgages going under.
Oh, it's
that could just tear the fabric of the country apart.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I saw Citibank, the fellow today from Citibank, saying that they're basically in good shape. But 166% of their profits came from the federal bailout. So, I mean, and then he's profusely thanking the public for their assistance with the taxpayers. I'm like, are you kidding me, man? I forget how many the number of pieces houses are underwater, people losing their jobs, and these guys are skating because they not only did they take from us, $27 billion. They're telling Obama they the guy. Look, America, this is not a racial thing. They put this guy in office. He's doing what he's being told because he is a puppet, and there's other demonic forces behind this guy, and it's just I don't know where the hell it's going, and I just hope that I still have a job in 6 months. Thanks, baby.
All right, hang in there. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I just keep saying the same thing. It's just ineffective to me, and Mark was right. It's, pretty much everything's all over the map. There's no clear-cut decision-making. You just watch. Just all you have to do is keep track of everything we're saying on America Tonight or in your local papers or, when they do the national news. You could just tape and go back 6 months and hear what's being said, and it's reversal, reversal, reversal. It's crazy. Al in Canada.
Hi, Kate. Isn't it ironic that Sully Sullenberger retires on roughly the same day as those 5-year-old kids were running the air traffic control tower at JFK? You know, and I 100% agree with the FAA for suspending that guy in the suit. What would have happened if one of those airplanes had have crashed 10 seconds after taking off? How would the tape sound if a 5-year-old kid had cleared the plane for landing and then it crashed?
Or yeah, it would be ridiculous.
And what would have happened if Sully Sullenberger had have had his 8-year-old son on his lap when he was flying, when he was landing that plane in the Hudson River? You know, after that plane was brought down by a bunch of terrorist Taliban Canadian geese. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, we got a training camp up here in Canada. We
had to try to sabotage the Americans.
The Muslims have a training camp where they train Canadian geese to bring down American planes. But you know, if his 8-year-old kid, I don't know if he has an 8-year-old kid, but if he had an 8-year-old kid that was sitting on his lap trying to land that plane, it's, you know, it's ridiculous. I don't know who came up with this stupid idea of take your kids to work.
Somebody, it just became this popular thing that started to happen probably about a decade ago, and not that people haven't taken their kids to work here and there, but in that kind of a profession, it's like if the doctor took his son in a different way to the OR.
Yeah, I think President Obama's kids have been around the White House for the past 8 months. Kate, do you happen to know a reporter from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram named Gil LeBreton?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in a lot of hot water up here in Canada with a bunch of left-wing Canadian, self-righteous, thin-skinned Canadians got really ticked off at Gil LeBreton from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for he was comparing the 2010 Winter Olympics with the 1936 Summer Olympics. You know all about them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was comparing them. You know, and I think he had his tongue in his cheek a little bit. I think he was just trying to. But there's a bunch of these guys that holier than thou, sanctimonious. They're mostly left wing socialists or liberals that get all upset about this. And I'll give you a prime example. You know that song "American Woman"? Lenny Kravitz had a big hit with
it.
Sure. Yeah, and it's originally by a band from Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, the Guess Who. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a big, you know, that went to number one in the United States. And one of the lines in there, "American woman, get away from me," you know, whatever. You know, it's pure anti-Americanism, right?
Right.
Song, right. You know, what would have happened if ZZ Top or Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Allman Brothers had come out with a song called "Canadian Woman, Get Away From Me, I Don't Want Your Socialism, I Don't Want Your Stinking Monarchy"? I can guarantee, I'm a Canadian. To me, the United States and Canada are the two best countries in the world. They're tied for number one, mm-hmm. both of them. And I love Canada, but I can guarantee you that song would have never gone to number one in Canada. We have such fragile egos up here. We got to grow up and, you know, the sign of a mature person is, a self-confident person is taking criticism, right?
I love that you said that, Al. I just had this conversation with someone. Thanks for sharing. You have a good one. Let's leave you with David Starr Jordan, who says the world stands aside to let anyone pass who knows where he's going. So where are we going?
I really appreciate your honesty.